I want to hear a hallelujah loud enough to be heard all the way up to 414. Hallelujah! You know, God is worthy. And we don't consider his worthiness enough. Any little thing, we put him down. Down, 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 down. But we're changing that. Can you shout hallelujah? Hallelujah? Father, we thank you for our coming together today. We thank you, Lord God, as we yield now to the direction of the Holy Ghost. Whatever said and done and all the songs that have been sung or will be sang will be pleasing to you. We catch our minds and we bring it into subjection to the word. And we prepare our hearts to hear from you today. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And everybody said, amen. 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 Fight the good fight of faith. That's what we're going to do. Say it to somebody. Say, fight the good fight of faith. Tell them again, say, fight the good fight of faith. When you fight the good fight of faith, you're not going to give up. When things get hard, when you're fighting the good fight of faith, you're not going to let things distract you from your God. Because after all, it is he who gives life to all things. He said he gives to all men life and breath. He said the rich and the poor have one thing in common. God gives them both life. Then they have another thing in common. They both die and go back to the earth. The Lord was talking to me, and Therese, I think it's five, number five changed now. But he was talking to me, and I was talking to him, and I'm thinking, Lord, so much is going on, and there will be so many distractions. How do I preach today? How do I give out the word today that will bless people and people will be able to bless you? And he said, tell them if they'll give me the time I need, I will give them the time they need. So I just encourage you and draw you in to this fellowship in the presence of Almighty God. Because whatever it is that you have to do it, whatever you have to go in, whatever food over there you have to eat, it is God who gives you the ability to do it. So if I don't give him the time, how can I ask him for his presence? And so he said, just have the people to come in and worship me. Tell them who I am. And let them respond to who I am. Thank you, Lord. Let me slow down. And a couple of things I need to mention. Holy Spirit is bringing to my mind. And life and death. People we know have died. A body was lying here yesterday. That person has gone on to their eternity. And I ask you, where is your eternity going to be spent today? If you know that you know that you know you are already living in your eternity with Jesus, well, do you know somebody who's on their way to hell? What will you do? What will you give up to witness to them? What life will you live so if they follow you, they'll follow Christ. They'll find him as the eternal Savior. So we need to start preparing and talking about death. Yeah, we say long life. I expect to live long, long life. I mean, I'm still young. My sister had a birthday on the 28th, and I think she turned 78, 79. I'm so old. I said, girl, you talk old if you want to. I am not old. I don't talk old. I am just older. With long life, will he satisfy? But I still have to think about one day I won't be here. My precious baby Jordan, as Papa, but who's going to pastor the church when you're gone? We've got to start thinking. So you start making those preparations. I'm sure that young lady hadn't really planned to leave here at 39 or 40. And Brother Rob, one we all love so dear, I don't know how old he was, around 52, 34. Wasn't planning to leave that soon. Do I do that, Lord? I'll mention it. I won't go there. My brother John passed when he was, how old was he? 78? Yeah. And I got a vision when we were in Texarkana of him in heaven. And I just like zipped up there. And Pastor Tracy was teaching on being translated and all that kind of stuff. And I just zipped up and I ended up in heaven. Now, I'll make it short. I've got the story. One day I'll share it. If I haven't, may have. But he said, I came too soon. And then I had a nephew, my brother, who just passed at 85. His son died about 37, 38. And looked like he was kind of just came from behind John and said, I came way too soon. Still, people are dying. What I want to see is, or want you to see, is that you have to be ready and you have to get everybody into the kingdom that you can. Make it your mission. Make it your goal. Forget about what you think they might say. Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, all of the stuff he went through to preach the gospel. And he still preached the gospel. So that person that you thought wouldn't respond is just waiting on somebody to tell them who Jesus is. And their next breath may be in eternity. And then another thing that the Lord, and as he's bringing it to me, today is 31st, and you know people celebrate Halloween. You need to think seriously. Seriously. And I hope you Christians realize that dressing your children up as witches, how do you want your child to be a witch or a demon? Think about that day, that thing, and teach them the demonic side of it. And you really don't have to be part of a demon thing. We have a God that we serve. We have a God that we serve. He taught it so beautifully this morning. You get a little bit of strife in and you open the door for all the flies and all the gnats and all the wasps and all the bugs to come in, and they are demonic forces that will rip and tear your relationship, not only with your spouse or your family or somebody on your job, but your relationship with God, your Father. So you got to be aware of these sneaky demons. Oh, they dress up nice. I think I look kind of nice today. They look like this. But underneath, they're real death, hell, and destruction. So I remember when I didn't know anybody, I used to put the pumpkins on my window. Ruby there, one time she came home. She said, you got that on your house? I hadn't thought about it. No, we were the first one. What was her name? Miss Wilson? Yeah. We were the first one come from 32, turn off there on the Okolona cut off, and Miss Wilson, and she got where every year she was ready for my children because we were the first one to get there. 14, still going. But we learn. And when we learn better, we do better. So can you shout amen? Okay. Well, they want to. You teach your children. It is your job. It is my job to train my children and bring them up in the nurture and admonition of witches and demons and goblins, or in the admonition of God. Hallelujah.